Come on, life sounds. Let's go.
Okay.
Mic down, mic down. There you go. Now go.
You think I've never done this before? Ready?
Hey, wait a sec. Ready?
5, 4, 3. Hi, I'm Angela Vidal. Come with us tonight as we travel along with...
A reporter outside a fire station.
Sorry?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, wait a second. You got a little hair thing. Oh, no. Let me get that. That right there.
The cameraman fixes her hair.
Okay, there we go.
The dark-haired reporter is in her late 20s.
Hold on. It's okay. Ready?
Hi, I'm Angela Vidal. Come with us tonight as we paint the town red on the night shift.
She grins.
Sorry. A little off my game tonight. I'll get there.
No, that wasn't bad. You know, the second part just seemed a little pushed, though, so... Mm-hmm.
On tonight's night shift, we're in Los Angeles, traveling along with that special breed of hero we like to call...
She dons a hard hat.
The fire department.
She flicks a strand of hair. A fire truck pulling a tender drives out of the fire station. Angela beams with delight at the camera, then turns to watch as another fire truck pulls out. She turns back to the camera and bounces.
We should have come earlier. We could be going with them.
She turns side on to the camera, revealing a ponytail and grimaces.
Oh, cool. Got it?
Yeah, that's great.
Wait for me back.
Perfect.
We'll wait for me back. Do you prefer Bob or Robert?
Yeah, Bob's good.
Bob. Okay, sorry.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Tell us, Bob, what's a normal night here at the station?
Well, this might surprise most people, but 85% of the calls we go out on are medical. It can be anything from chest pain to more serious things.
How do you handle that with ambulances and hospitals?
Most ambulances you see on the street are fire department.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh. And most firefighters are also paramedics. At least that's the direction it's going.
One more question, something I'm sure we're all wondering. Do firefighters still slide down those fabulous poles?
We sure do.
No turning back. Tell my mom I loved her.
She slides down a pole.
That's not so bad. I'm glad I didn't wear a skirt. That kind of thing can really hurt your legs. Tell me, Bob, how do you get down that thing when you're wearing a skirt?
Pantyhose up.
Pantyhose. That's what they wear under their, what, their turnouts, right?
Exactly. Fire-retardant pantyhose.
You heard it here. Can I do it one more time?
Sure, go for it.
I'll be right back, okay?
We're going to the dining hall.
All right.
A couple of guys I want you to meet.
Bob, a stocky guy with a mustache, is in his 50s. The firefighters sit at 3 long tables in the dining hall. Bob walks up to a slim, dark-haired guy in his 20s.
This is Jake.
Hey.
And Fletcher.
Hi.
These are the men you'll be shadowing tonight. Wherever they go, you go too.
Cool. Please finish me. Finish the meeting. We'll talk after.
Well, would you like some?
Yeah.
Did you make it?
Firemen are really good cooks, you know that. Right?
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Exactly. You should try some of the food.
Yeah, I'm game. Sure.
Right.
Please,
we'll
finish
get you a
eating
plate.
Now. We'll talk after. Great. Okay.
Later.
Just maybe untuck your shirt. Stick it up here.
Okay.
Clip it on your collar.
Okay.
Jake pushes the clip-on mic up his T-shirt.
You filming this?
Yeah. Elliot's been telling me I never give him enough B-roll, so I'm just going to shoot it all. Jake?
Yeah.
Right? Hey, if you can keep from rubbing into the mic too much.
Sorry.
Don't worry about the camera, okay? Just pretend it's not even there.
Okay.
Can you say something? Give me a level?
Mic check, one.
You can just let it pretend it's not even there. Just
can
talk.
You say something more compelling?
I don't know what this, am I gonna have this thing on the whole time?
Yeah, just watch what you say, we'll hear everything.
Shit.
That was Fletcher.
You're probably not allowed to swear on your station, are you?
No. I mean, we can cut most of it out, but it helps if you're not dropping F-bombs all over the place.
Point noted, filed, right here. So if I was to call this guy an ass monkey, that would be considered a swear too, right?
It's gonna be a long night.
So this thing? Is this some sort of torture device for when you don't get in your turnouts fast enough or something?
Yes,
what
that's
is it?
Exactly what it is.
Can you get it?
Yes, this is called a hook ladder. Okay, we use this in the fireman would use this.
Bring it down?
Take it down.
Okay.
Can you just grab the hook? Okay, so this was used in the 20s and the 30s.
Oh my God.
It's 20 feet long.
And as you can see, these are the rungs. And the hook at the end, they would grasp onto one window and then pull themselves up. And then when they got to that windowsill, they would
swing
hook it,
over
it again,
again,
and then, pull themselves up.
Did you get the hook, Scott? Did you see this?
It was used in the 20s and the 30s. They stopped using it around the 40s.
Hold it up a little higher.
Okay. Replaced it.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
Good. Yeah, that's great.
They replaced it with like a regular ladder that extends.
Yeah, and rope.
Yeah. Must have tiny feet though. There's a little bitty rungs.
Yeah, firemen were a lot smaller back then.
The fires were bigger and they were smaller though.
Right, yeah. Don't tell Captain to fit that.
I'm not gonna tell him I touched it.
I want to introduce you to somebody. Right. This is Wilshire. Mark, good boy.
Hey, Wilshire.
Say hi.
Like a dog right out of the cartoons.
Well, there's a reason why the Dalmatians were in cartoons.
Why?
Well, the fire department has a great sense of tradition.
Yeah, we do. Dalmatians always got along well with horses, which was important when the fire trucks were still horse-drawn.
Yeah, now they're just used as mascots, but what they were trained to do is run intersections and stop the traffic.
Kind of like Fletch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I do. I run out there. It's sort of like what a siren does today. Okay, well, Wilshire can show you what to do in case you catch on fire.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, stop, drop, and roll.
So let's just pretend you're 5 years old and on fire.
Okay. And so Wilshire's going to teach you what to do.
Tell me what to do.
Okay, you're on fire. Okay, Wilshire. Wilshire, Mark. Stay. Wilshire, drop. 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 Wilshire, roll. Wilshire, roll.
Go.
Roll.
Look at that.
Good boy. Good boy.
I'm gonna
Good boy.
Live.
Report.
The dog jumps up.
You're not gonna be on fire that, if you do
so
that.
So stop, drop, and roll. Catch gets on fire. Wilshire.
It's in Fletcher's arms.
Yeah, you know,
have some
fun.
You all hang out a lot?
Yeah.
We kind of live together, really.
Well, we definitely live together. Close quarters.
Okay, good.
Oh, ready?
So, yeah, we have 48-hour shifts, so we pretty much have everything we need in this place, from, you know, a small gym to this handball court. I'll show it to you.
Angela follows Jacob into a viewing area.
It's nice, right?
Yeah.
They watch two guys play handball.
Non-responder.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. So when we get a call, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not a big one, just a little call so we get things in action.
Exciting,
yeah.
I guess.
It's gotta be annoying when you're trying to finish a game.
Well, not if you're losing. Every time, you know, we go respond to a call, the points reset, so depending on which side you're on, it's
right.
Sort of nice.
Works in your favor from time to time?
No, not my favor. What are you talking about? I never lose.
I think I'd roller skate if I had access to this.
I can see you doing that, yeah. Okay, so this is where the men store their boots and turnouts. The pole hole is over here.
The pole hole.
Yeah, interesting name, I know. You got the locker room here.
Yeah, locker room.
And they got the dorms here.
Our viewers always like to see a lot of action, so maybe we should go into the locker room.
Let's go in the locker room.
You got it.
Right this way?
I was kidding.
Okay, tail up, guys. We got female on deck.
Female on deck! That's Griffin. He can't sing very well, but he's got one major talent. So come right this way.
We're not using it.
Right here. We have many different hoses at the station, and this is the Griffin hose.
Fletcher opens a door and a guy showering.
I hope that's all for wide angle lens.
Female firefighters.
Are there any at the station?
No, not currently.
Okay, I think I can be a firefighter.
Yeah, there's a lot harder to
keep the door closed, man. Come on.
You know what, Fletcher? You pick something you're good at, I bet you $10 I can do it better. You can be my witnesses.
That's almost too easy. $10? How about my place?
We're done here. I think we've got everything we need.
Right, here we go. Listen up.
Behind the line. You're gonna be on camera.
Behind the line. You guys ready?
Yeah.
For $10.
You
10
can't
big
be
ones.
In the way. Don't
I
be.
I know. I'm just saying.
On that side.
I'm just saying. You guys ready?
All right. You know what you're doing now.
Yes!
And go.
Yeah! Angela and Fletcher race to put leggings on.
Get in there.
That's not nice. That's not fair. She pushed. She pushed.
Angela beats Fletcher.
That's really embarrassing.
Okay, rolling.
She leans against a pool table.
Just waiting on something to happen.
She's a long way from camera.
I'm gonna go back outside. See what they're up to.
Why not? Thank you.
The camera follows her downstairs towards a fire truck, which a crew are cleaning.
I think they're talking about you.
Will you turn up his mic?
You didn't catch no eye. Give me some of that.
They listen to Fletcher.
I tell you, all right? $100 says I can bang her by the morning.
Oh, come on.
I'll take that bet.
You're so busted.
Nice mic.
Angela looks at Scott, the cameraman, then down as Jake enters the truck's cab.
Miss a spot.
Sorry, what?
I said you missed a spot.
Fletcher.
Oh, I know how to hit the spot. Don't you worry about that.
I'll hold your camera. You go kick his ass, okay?
Later, Fletcher bounces a basketball to her. Angela dribbles and throws.
Later. It's nighttime here at the station, and the firefighters take turns sleeping in these rooms here. But if the alarm rings, they can be up and on the truck in under 1 minute.
A guy in boxers exits a room.
Let's check out the room. Get in here.
She enters a room, mic in hand.
It's like my college dorm without the pink.
Lights come on.
Watch back.
Looks like you got your call. Let's try to keep up.
She runs after Jake.
They're going to the pole.
Come on.
You got it?
Hey, what you want to do now? I can't slide down there with the camera.
Come here this way.
On a staircase.
Be careful, okay? We have to get on that truck. There are like 15 stairs, okay?
I got
you
it.
Be careful.
Keep going. Keep going.
It's this way, right?
Yeah, keep going.
You got it? Okay, I'm with
Take
you.
A quick right. Okay. Take a quick right, babe.
Angela sprints to a truck and opens a door on the cab. She leaps in the offside rear door and the camera focuses on the cab ceiling as Scott clambers aboard. Fletcher leans over.
Jump on. Yeah. We're almost in. Yep. Nice job.
The camera judders as the fire truck moves out of the station. The camera catches a glimpse of the flashing lights on the second fire truck. Angela sits forward.
What kind of call?
Probably just medical.
We'll see.
Angela faces camera.
Wait a sec. Okay, good.
Most of the girls want to be ballerinas or princesses when they grow up. When I was young, I used to tell my mom, someday I'm going to grow up and be a fireman. Tonight, I am truly living the dream.
It's so loud, I don't think we can use any of it.
Scott, I'm still living the dream.
There's a big grin on her face. It's dark. They pass a school crossing.
Oh, we got an 8 at 3 o'clock.
Keep calling out numbers. What are you doing?
Well, Jake's the engineer. He's actually a third generation engineer, but I have the most important job.
Navigating?
No, I'm in charge of the tachometer. If I see a girl, I rate them for the guy. So if I say there's an 8 at 3 o'clock, the guys know they better look to the right.
Well, it's really funny. I always thought firemen were so dignified.
Oh, no. I signed up for brave and courageous. I don't do dignified.
Yeah, I think we get that by now.
Angela leans forward again.
I see a 9 at 2.
Oh, we got a 9 at 2.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a dude. It's called a chicometer, not a thickometer.
I think we're good. Yeah. You're fired. You can't talk anymore.
She makes a chopping sign with her hand to Scott as the truck approaches an apartment block with a police car outside.
Where do you think the problem is? You think it's over there, around the corner? Or maybe around there?
You're rotten, you know that?
To the core, baby. To the core.
A man in pajamas and dressing gown waves them down. They get out. Jake, with his full firefighting gear and helmet on, strides around the back of the truck parked curbside.
What are you taking with you?
Tools. Really, anything we might need to break a lock or open a door. You the one who called this in?
Yeah, I did. Come, follow me.
It probably says turnouts. I didn't know they made them then.
To camera.
So we're almost to the building where the call came from. The police are here. It might be a little more serious than we thought.
Probably not.
The flashing lights of the fire truck illuminate the dark hallway of the apartment block. They reach a pair of leaded glass doors. They're met by residents.
A woman was screaming bloody murder back there.
It's Mrs. Espinosa.
Two cops are out there already.
When did they get here?
5 minutes ago.
Okay, all right.
What's that sound?
That's just the sound of the building. It's very old.
Because he insists on fixing everything himself.
Wanda, please.
What apartment number is it?
It's up here.
Second floor.
Please go back to your apartment.
Well, we know the screen's the same as you.
Well, at least get out of the way and let people do their jobs. They with you?
Yeah, the shadowing us for the night.
And your responsibility then, okay? I tell you not to film something, you don't film it, all right? I tell you to get lost, you get lost. You got it?
Like, no problem.
It's here on the second floor on the right. It's an old woman, lives alone. Probably fell, neighbors heard screams, called it in.
What are all those people doing downstairs?
You wouldn't believe the way she screamed. It was crazy. Neighbors say she's weird as hell. She doesn't talk to anybody.
She hasn't made a sound in a while. Who are they?
They were fired. I told them not to get in the way.
Great, that's all we need.
The cop leads the way.
Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me? It's LAPD.
Ma'am, open up the door, please.
I'm here with paramedics. We're going to come in to help you. If you're near the door, I need you to move away from it.
Hey, I got to get you. Get in here, sir. Come on.
Julie.
Help us out here.
Just a second. Yeah.
The bearded old man who flagged the truck down has a set of keys. He tries one without success.
She must have had the door.
I'm going to do an intro, okay, here?
Yeah, you're good.
We're standing outside an elderly woman's apartment. Neighbors heard screams and called 911. The fire department's about to begin the rescue process. Police say that she lives alone. She's not very social.
Jake hammers the door open. A second cop to Scott.
Ma'am, we're the police. We're here to help you.
Ma'am? Ma'am?
Ma'am, can you hear us?
The two cops are inside.
What's her name?
Mrs. Espinosa.
There's no need to worry, Mrs. Espinosa. We're here to help you.
Okay, ma'am.
Jake and Fletcher go in.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Angela and Scott follow.
Ma'am, right here, ma'am. It's okay.
Ma'am. Jesus.
A dog zooms out. The first cop.
Ma'am, we're the police. We're here to help you.
The woman whimpers in the dark.
It's all right. Is there anybody else in the apartment with you? Any more animals?
It's gonna be okay, man.
All right. It's okay. All right? It's all right.
She holds a gun.
Ma'am. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. It'll be all right. All right. Are you hurt? All right. Are you hurt?
No.
Okay. We're gonna get you some medical help, okay?
No, please.
Oh, no. Are you okay? Are you okay, ma'am?
They disarm her. The room's dark. Mrs. Espinosa's face is contorted. There's blood on her.
You're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. All right?
Okay, relax.
Just relax. All right.
Just
calm down.
The light's been switched on. Hands cover Scott's camera.
Okay, give us some room. Come on.
Gloves on, Danny.
Where's that blood coming from?
Hey, Chief. We're gonna need an ambulance here.
Copy, on our way.
Mrs. Espinosa, it's all gonna be all right. All right, I just need you to calm down, okay?
She leaps forward.
It's all right. Nobody's here to hurt you.
We can't help you. We can't help you unless you calm down.
An ambulance is on its way right now. All right, let's just clear space. Danny, get everybody out of here.
Just back it up. Please.
Mrs. Espinosa lunges at the first cop and wrestles him to the floor. Before she's dragged off the cop, she bites a chunk out of his neck.
No, we are not moving him! We are waiting for the ambulance, all right?
I see an ambulance here! We have to get him downstairs!
All right, come on.
Down the door!
Okay.
Fletcher subdues the woman.
Come on, guy.
I got her.
Let's go.
Get the fuck out of
the
way!
Move the camera!
The cop's carried out of the apartment.
Move.
Let's go! Open that door! Let's go! All right, be careful down these stairs.
Hang in there, buddy. Come on.
Tape everything. You hear me? Tape everything.
Angela tears down the stairs, followed by Scott and the camera.
It's locked.
What do you mean?
They won't let us out.
Who the hell locked those doors?
Not to us. Something is closing it from outside.
Angela's at the double doors.
Give me that rack.
The vet tends the cop.
Why are they locked?
There's no fire, Honda.
There is no fire.
We have an officer down. We have an officer down. I need an ambulance immediately. I need backup. Is anybody copy? I have a fucking hurt officer here.
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? What's happening?
You're wearing me. I know no more than you do right now, okay? Back up!
Contact my
partner's on the floor, please! Quiet!
working hard to get you out of the building. Please follow the officer's instructions. This will all be over shortly.
Why are we locked in our building?
It just means be calm. That's what that means. Please remain calm and everything's... Get the camera out of here!
Don't touch the camera! We've ever...
I'm tired of the camera being here!
People need to see what's going on out here!
I'm in charge here, and I'm asking you to turn it off.
If you're in charge, you need to worry about getting your partner out here, whether or not we're shooting.
Why don't you make her lock on? You are 2 seconds from being arrested.
That's right. This man is bleeding to death.
Everybody stop fighting, okay? Stop fighting. We need to get this man out of here.
Jake points.
What's behind that door?
That's a fabric workshop.
What is it?
Fabric.
Is there a way out from there?
Yeah, through the back. Come.
The old man, Yuri, leads Jake. A woman carrying a girl follows.
Ma'am, keep them back. Please, you're not helping the situation, okay?
My husband's outside. He said there are cops everywhere. They blocked up the street. He was getting antibiotics for her. We gotta go back.
Fletcher crashes to the hallway floor face down.
Oh, Jesus, Fletcher.
Blood oozes over the floor.
Don't move!
No, we have to.
Don't move!
Yeah, okay.
You still got a pulse. Get the bed over here. Get over here!
Bed,
get the bed!
Now! Bed! Here!
Get over here!
Now!
Come here!
Ma'am, keep an eye on him.
He's still got a pulse, all right? Take care of him. Right. Come with me. Let's go. Come on! You two stay here, all right? Stay here!
Ma'am, keep an eye on my partner, please.
Come on.
Jake and the second cop, Walensky, run upstairs. The camera switched off, then back on again.
Come on, let's get upstairs.
I'm coming.
Angela's taken off the jacket she was wearing. She leads Scott along a landing and looks down at Lawrence, the vet, and the sprawled-out Fletcher.
Sounds coming from in there.
Okay.
Her face anxious, Angela points ahead and keeps moving. The place is dimly lit by soft lamps. There are framed paintings on the wall. She rounds a corner and peers into the gloom. A light shines more brightly than some of the others. Angela walks slowly towards it. A wisp of hair flops down her left cheek as she progresses slowly forward. She looks behind her and nods. As she approaches Mrs. Espinosa's apartment door, Angela slows down and stops. She leans round the doorframe to look inside. Ahead of her, the long dark hallway lit only by the lamps near the living room. Behind her, a hand reaches out and touches her shoulder.
Move on.
Scott zooms the camera in a little. He starts to walk into the apartment.
Scott, don't.
He zooms in further.
Don't go in there, Scott.
The camera picks out framed photographs and flowers. A woman in blue sprints into the hall and falls over. Angela turns and torchlight illuminates her face.
Watch out!
Oh my God.
Jake kneels beside the woman, stands up and waves his torch about, then crouches down again before turning to Angela.
She's dead. She's dead.
Walensky.
What are you doing in here? Back it up.
Get the camera.
We need to get you guys out of here.
He pushes Scott, who focuses on the living room.
Ma'am, listen to me. Can you hear me, Miss Espinosa? I need you to stay right where you are, okay? All right, we want to help you here, okay? Put your hands in the air for me, Mrs. Espinosa, okay? Put your hands in the air!
She charges but is gunned down. Mrs. Espinosa, who had blood all round her mouth and on her nightdress before she was shot, lies in the hallway. Walensky, gun still aimed, stares at her. Jake raises a hand.
Let's go. Put the gun down. Let's go.
She was coming right at it.
Yeah.
I saw that, right?
I saw it.
Shit.
Mouth agape, Angela stares.
Okay, you saw that, right?
Walensky goes for the camera.
Easy.
Jake puts his arm around Walensky, restraining him. The cop thumps his arm against the wall, then Jake releases him and shoves him away. Jake turns to glare into the camera. He points a finger at it before running off. Scott moves back to Mrs. Espinosa's apartment, where Angela stands rooted to the spot, staring down at the bodies of the two women. Angela turns her head. Her mouth is open. Two wispy strands of hair fall over her left cheek. She looks around, the brow of her pretty face furrowed, then turns back to the bodies. Angela walks trance-like towards the door. She moves her head to look into the camera, which she stands directly in front of.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Her brows pinched, she looks away, then back again. She shifts awkwardly.
Show it to me.
Look, don't worry, I got it.
I said show it to me!
Okay.
The camera cuts out. A young woman.
What the hell was that? I don't know. Is everything okay? We should probably just get down the stairs, okay?
The woman carries a dog.
I know. Okay, we should have to get downstairs, okay?
Fire department! Did you open up the door?
Angela's beside Jake at the door of apartment 2C.
Fire department!
The door's opened by a man in a shirt and tie.
Fire department, we need everyone to gather downstairs in the atrium. Yes, we need you to go downstairs to the atrium.
Was there a fire?
No, it's just a precaution.
The man stares at Jake.
It's a precaution for what?
Look, we just need you to get downstairs.
The man, who's heavily stubbled, spots the camera.
Does this have anything to do with the cable being out?
Come on, let's go.
Wait. What if I don't want to go?
Then I'd be forced to force you.
At apartment 4C.
Hi, I'm with the fire department. We need everyone to gather in the atrium.
An African woman wearing a headscarf and an African man.
Do you speak English? Do you speak English?
English? No.
Okay, we need everybody downstairs, so, come here. There's people down there, and we need you two to go there. Do you understand?
She turns to the man.
Fire department!
Jake leaves the couple who stare uneasily at the camera. He moves to apartment 4A.
Fire department!
Jake opens the door.
Ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
Angela and Scott follow him inside. A woman sits wheezing in front of a TV set, on which there is nothing but static.
Ma'am, I'm with the fire department. We need you to quickly and calmly walk down to the lobby, please. Excuse me, ma'am.
Jake approaches the woman who sits rigidly. He crouches down beside her.
Ma'am, we need you to get downstairs, okay?
What's wrong with her?
He stands and moves to the left side of the woman.
Come here, you want to give me a hand?
Yeah.
I don't know that that's a good
idea.
Just grab her arm. Okay. You can lift her up. Okay.
They support her.
We're just taking you downstairs, okay, ma'am? Right? Jesus.
She throws up a white gunge.
Okay.
Scott films Angela and Jake leading the woman out to the hall. He zooms in on something moving in the apartment, a rat. It scuttles towards him, and he steps on it.
Holy shit. You see that? That rat just totally came after me. Did you see that?
Come on.
Scott focuses on the dead rat, its entrails squidged out.
Unbelievable.
In the atrium.
Oh my God, look at this.
Somebody grab that chair.
A chair is moved. Elise is set on it.
Set her down.
Lawrence.
I can't stop him bleeding. We gotta get him to a hospital. He's gonna die.
No, stay here. I'm gonna check the exit.
No, wait. We are on a strict order.
You're on a strict order. Stay in the hall. Help me out with this.
Fuck your orders, right? My friend's dying!
Jake glares at Walensky.
I'm coming out. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. You're breaking
up. Two people have died violent deaths. Two others are in desperate need of medical care. The police have blocked off the exit. They've given us no explanation. We're trying to find a way out.
From outside.
Get away from the window! Hey, you need to remain in the building!
Lights reveal armed troops.
We have civilians in here!
An earth mover is driven to a window and its bucket placed against it, acting as a barricade. Angela turns speechless to the camera.
What are we supposed to do?
Just wait!
Jake walks away from Kathy, the woman with the sick daughter. Scott's camera lingers on the barricaded windows as everyone leaves the fabric workshop and returns to the atrium. In the atrium, most of the residents are on their cell phones. Jake is also making a call. Angela sees him looking across at the camera, then walk away from them. She turns to Scott. She listens in as Jake continues his call. His voice is being picked up by the mic he's wearing.
No, he's not getting my question. No, you're not getting my question. I'm asking why they're calling this a BNC.
It's
a
BNC.
I don't know.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Everyone looks anxiously at their cell phones.
Hello?
Angela to Jake.
What's a BNC?
Who said anything about...
You did. You're still...
Wait. No. Don't jump
What's
to...
What's a BNC? What is it?
They're calling this a BNC?
Huh? It's a biological, nuclear, or chemical threat.
Nuclear?
Don't worry, okay? It's a lot more common than you think.
That's supposed to be reassuring?
Listen, our cell phones don't work, neither do the TVs or our radios. Why are they isolating us?
I don't know.
I can't get through to my husband, and my daughter has a fever.
What does she have?
They're pointing guns at us.
You know what? You can't keep us trapped in here like
this. We're all trapped in here. Right. We are all trapped in here. Step over here. Step over here, please.
Jake. There might be from the office on the second floor. There is an overhang. Maybe we can use to jump down to the patio.
Please.
I'll show you.
I'm going.
Old Yuri leads them to a locked door. He turns a key. He reaches for a light switch.
No, don't turn the light on. I want anyone knowing we're in here.
Yuri leads Jake, Angela, and Scott through the dark office.
Careful.
Lights from windows in an apartment block across the street provide the only illumination. Moving furniture, Yuri clears a path for them to the French windows, which lead out to a narrow balcony. Yuri turns to Jake and Angela.
When I open the window, go to the right side and jump. It's only 2.5 meters.
A helicopter searchlight hits the balcony and a soldier points his rifle at them. A semi-transparent sheet is fastened across the windows, sealing them.
Wait!
What are you doing in here?
You knew about this, didn't you?
I knew about what?
That they're killing us in here! What the fuck is this?
Walensky goes to the windows.
What is going on?
You tell us!
I don't know anything, and don't you fucking put your hands on me again. I don't know anything, okay? Huh?
The cop sees the camera.
Don't touch me!
We need to show people what's going on in here!
Hey, you're locked in here like the rest of us! You think they give a shit about you?
Step back!
Hey! Let's all just calm down, alright?
Shut up!
Put the gun down!
Up!
He's drawn his gun.
Go back downstairs, now. Okay? Shut up! Damn! Go back downstairs!
This thing is getting to all of us, man. No one here is going to hurt you, okay? We're all trying to get out of here. That's all we're trying to do. Just put the gun down.
Walensky lowers the gun and sits on a desk.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah.
He holsters the gun.
Just freaked out. Just go.
We all are.
Downstairs. Just go downstairs. Okay. All right?
Yeah, let's get downstairs, man.
Walensky wipes his face with his hand and walks towards Jake, who about turns and makes for the door. The camera returns to the sealed window and a glimpse of Angela, whose mouth hangs open. She clasps her head with her hands and walks away. In the atrium, Lawrence orchestrates the lifting and moving of Fletcher. Angela to Scott.
What time is it?
1:37.
5:43. It's 1:37 in the morning, and everyone is scared. They've given us no information. They've cut off all communication from walkie-talkies and cell phones to the building's cable and internet. The people trapped here, myself included, can't help but ask why.
Fletcher's carried away. In the fabric workshop, Fletcher's trouser leg is ripped open, revealing a gaping wound with broken bones jutting out on his left shin. Lawrence, wearing protective gloves, tends the wound on the first cop, MacReady's neck. The unconscious MacReady's head rolls to one side. A woman stares hypnotically, and Angela has her fingers at her mouth. Wilensky to Lawrence.
How's he doing?
He's not good.
Wilensky, his hands resting on a work table, lowers his head as Lawrence attends to the dressing. Lawrence takes a peek under the dressing. Another resident, Bernard.
Excuse me. It's Terence, right?
No, Lawrence.
Lawrence, sorry. Listen, I've got a ton of Vicodin in my apartment, if that'd help.
Yeah, that's gonna help.
Great, I'll grab a bunch of stuff. I basically got a pharmacy up there. You can't arrest me for that, right? Because of self-incrimination.
Sir, you are the least of my worries right now, okay?
All right, I'm just...
Go.
I was asking.
Go do what
please.
You're gonna do. Please.
I'm going.
Weary, Wilensky leans forward onto the table. Angela interviews Lawrence.
You ever seen anything like this before?
No, I've never seen anything like this. Mostly because I'm a vet. I don't usually treat people, dogs and cats, mostly. I mean, all I can really do is I can dress their wounds and try to comfort them.
How are the injured men doing?
Oh, they both lost a lot of blood. And the fireman over here, he's got a bunch of broken bones and probable internal bleeding. Apparently, Mrs. Espinosa attacked and bit them in some kind of a fit. But honestly, I find that a little hard to believe that an old lady could do something like this to two grown men.
Saliva trails from MacReady's mouth. Angela's with Kathy's daughter.
What's your name?
Brianna.
Brianna, that's a very pretty name. How old are you, Brianna?
5.
And who do you live with?
With my mom and my dad and my dog, Max.
Max, I haven't met Max. Where is he?
My dad took him to the vet because he's sick.
You sound a little sick yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, she's had it for weeks, but it's not like...
You know what? If you don't mind, I'd like to keep you quiet while I interview Brianna because it just confuses the audience when people talk from off camera.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I'll interview you afterwards,
oh,
okay?
No, that's fine. Just, okay. We don't need that.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't like being sick.
Yeah, I don't like being sick either. Well, Brianna, you're a very brave girl, and I'm really happy we got a chance to meet.
Yeah.
She's always been fearless since she was little. She's a really incredibly strong child.
Another interview.
Why don't you just start by introducing yourselves?
I'm Bernard. This is my roommate, Sadie.
And this is Martini.
And how long have you lived in the building?
I've lived here 6 years.
I've been here 2.5 years.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an opera teacher. Sadie's my best student, my protege.
Fletcher's on his feet. His leg twists savagely.
Hold his neck.
Saliva flows from his mouth. Lawrence injects Fletcher's neck. Jake and Wilensky support the unconscious Fletcher. Sadie's dog runs upstairs. Angela races into the fabric workshop. Fletcher's been laid down on the table. Lawrence stares at Fletcher as Jake bandages the broken leg.
I have to show you something.
What?
I have to show you something.
Just a sec.
I think I know what this is. Come, look.
Lawrence leads them to Elise.
Look. Oh, jeez. Her tear ducts, her salivary glands are constantly flowing. Right? She seems to be unable to swallow or speak. She has a fever. She's confused. She has some degree of paralysis and delirium. These are all rabies symptoms.
Are you sure?
Look, I'm a vet, okay? I've never seen it in humans before, but I know it.
Are you
rabies
trying to
looks
tell
like.
Me
look,
that these
look,
people
look,
have
look at this. Tears, saliva, fever. Tears, saliva, fever. I mean, they have what she has, but here's the thing. Rabies takes months
for symptoms to show. This is taking minutes. I mean, rabies, it never acts this fast.
How does rabies spread? It's just through bites, right?
No. Basically, it's passed through anything wet, blood, saliva, any mucous membrane. So if you get their blood on you, you're okay. But if you get their blood on you and it gets into a cut or into your mouth, into your eyes, then you're not okay.
How's it cured?
No, there's no cure.
People get shots in their stomach, don't they? I've heard about that.
That's before symptoms start showing. Once symptoms show, rabies is 100% fatal. Shit. Yeah. Shit.
Walensky to Randy, the man in the shirt and tie.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to my apartment.
Where are you going?
I'm going up to my apartment.
What?
I am going upstairs.
No, I'm sorry, sir. You can't do that.
Why?
Come down.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Because why can't I go upstairs?
We're gonna do this all night. We're gonna do this all night.
You know
we're
what?
Gonna do that because it's not safe up there. Let's go.
Oh yeah, but go. Oh, because it's, oh, it's really safe down here.
You're drunk.
You know what? You know what? It seems to me that if this thing is spreading, then maybe we should separate instead of sitting around here in a big fucking group.
You done? You finished? Huh? You done?
You know what? I have a God-given right to protect myself as I see fit. So you know what? I'm gonna go upstairs to my apartment. I'm gonna go upstairs to my apartment and I'm gonna barricade the shit out of it.
What do you think they're
going? You can all sit here and just rot.
Angela follows Bernard and Sadie.
You know what? What are you some kind of affirmative action?
Beyond the workshop.
Hey.
What?
Where are you going?
Shh.
Look, this lit's out right next to our apartment.
We just want to see if there's anything on the news about all of this.
The cable's
up. Cable? We still use rabbit ears on our TV.
We're going with you. Wait. We're going with you.
Angela and Scott, camera running, follow upstairs.
He's just up here to the right.
Shh. Bernard opens the door and they go out onto their landing.
Stop. Back downstairs. Let's go back downstairs.
The door locked behind me.
A large dog confronts them. Elevator doors open and Randy steps out.
Look out!
Randy runs back into the elevator. The dog chases him and leaps up on him. The doors close. Angela grabs a fire extinguisher from the wall. She rushes over and hands it to Bernard. Scott. Angela puts her hand over the lens. It's switched back on. They're in Bernard and Sadie's apartment.
The TV's back here.
Angela and Scott follow them into their living room. Bernard switches on the TV.
It usually takes a couple seconds. There we go. All right. Just fiddle with this thing here. No, I know what I'm doing. No, I know, right? Okay, there it is. There it is.
A fuzzy picture's on the screen.
Evacuated. And the CDC? Chief! Tell us why the CDC entering the
building? Everyone's been evacuated.
What?
Why would he broadcast that? Why would he do that?
What the fuck is going on?
All power is cut.
What happened?
How is that?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ.
What was that?
The room is plunged into darkness, illuminated only by streetlight.
Sadie, come here. Sadie, come over here. Come here with me. Jungle B! Stay with me, stay with me, baby! Sadie, look
out! Elise is in the room. The camera light shines on her with her gaping mouth and bedraggled hair. She lunges for Angela, who manages to fend her off. She runs towards Scott, who hits her repeatedly with the camera lens, which captures her face becoming progressively bloodier. Scott delivers more and more blows. Blood flecks the camera lens as Elise's distorted bloody image becomes still. She lies dead at Scott's feet. Scott turns the camera onto Angela, then switches off the light.
Angela, you have blood all over your shirt.
She looks at Scott in a daze, then glances down at her blood-spattered top. Scott moves the camera off Angela and films himself in a mirror. On the stairs, he takes a handkerchief from his pocket and starts wiping the camera lens.
Scott.
What?
Scott.
What do you want?
His teeth are clenched.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm just fine. I mean, I just killed something with my camera and, you know, I'm just fine. Yeah.
Scott.
What, Angela? What you... I need a moment now.
I'm with you.
He hangs his head and sobs.
I'm with you. You're with me, okay?
Okay.
He covers the lens.
We're together, all right? Okay. But we get out of here as fast as we fucking can. You hear me?
Okay.
Together?
Okay.
The residents gather in the workshop.
Is that everybody?
It's the last one.
All right. It's been a long, exhausting night for all of us. But we just got word from outside.
It's about bloody fucking time, isn't it?
Yes, they told me they're sending in the CDC.
CDC?
Center for Disease Control.
Yes. But relax, it's fine. They're gonna come in, they're gonna run some blood tests on some of the residents just to clarify things.
Just the residents?
No, everybody. So once they check it out, make sure everything's okay, we should be able to get out of here.
Oh, thank God.
That won't work.
What are you talking about?
Blood test, that doesn't work, not for rabies.
Nobody said anything about rabies.
I did. I told you. I said it was rabies.
How do you test for rabies if it's rabies?
There's only one way you can do it. You got to get a brain sample.
Come on, man, just shut up.
Okay, let's just check to make sure everyone's here.
Jesus.
All right, a simple here will be fine, so let's get started. How many units per floor?
Three.
There are three.
So second floor, unit A, that's where Miss Espinosa lives,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Who's in B?
Me and Sadie.
Here.
Who's in unit C?
Unit C.
The lawyer. Elevate.
Oh. All right. Third floor, unit A. Who's up there?
That's me and my daughter and my husband, who's been outside.
Yes, we know. Thank you. Unit B, please.
Us.
My wife and me.
Who's in unit C?
Vacant.
Fourth floor, unit A. Who's up there?
That was Elise. She's just dead.
What?
He's okay.
Dead?
4B.
It's
who's
me.
In B?
Me. Here.
Who's in C?
That's them.
You two?
They can't. They don't understand you. It's them and her father.
They don't understand what you're saying.
And her father's upstairs?
He's sick. He's paralytic.
Yes. Maybe this is all his fault. How do you know?
All right, let's finish up. Okay.
Somebody knows.
What are you missing? Who lives in the attic?
A man from Boston. He rents it. But I haven't seen him in months.
Wait a minute, if her father's upstairs, should we bring him down?
No. What if he's the cause of all this? We can't be bringing sick people down.
Your daughter's sick, isn't she?
She has a little fever, that's hardly
the same. Yeah, well, bring her father down.
What's the point? Stop fighting! Listen,
how many times are you guys
gonna
do this?
Nobody's going anywhere. We're gonna stay right here. They'll let us know when they wanna move us. Period. Can we finish?
Fine.
Thank you.
The cleaning lady.
Yeah, the cleaning lady.
The cleaning lady.
I saw her this morning.
She's deceased.
What?
What did you say?
She's gone.
Milenski is at the double doors leading into the atrium. He sees the silhouette of a man in a hazardous materials protection suit. Milenski steps back and raises his hands. A figure holding an assault rifle opens the door. The hazmat suit also includes breathing apparatus. There are several people outside the doors similarly kitted. They see Angela at work.
The CDC is now making their way into the building. There are incredible security measures in place. We still have no idea what's happening. I'm gonna look at the precaution that they're taking. It's something very serious.
She's down to a vest. The hazmat guys engage in a conversation. Two of them are outside a semi-transparent piece of sheeting which is zipped. One of them bends down and pulls up the zip. The one with the gun pulls back the sheeting, and the other two step through the gap and enter the atrium. The first of the newcomers carries a large flashlight and a suitcase. They stop beside Walensky. The guard with the gun remains outside. Scott flicks on the camera light.
Turn it on! Turn it up now! Now! Turn it on!
Okay, okay.
Jesus. Okay, everybody here is good. The two guys are in the back. That's all we can tell you. I don't know anything else.
Right next.
Okay, just take me to the engine. Everyone else stays here.
All right, I'm staying here.
They pass Fletcher's bloodstain. They make their torchlit way to the fabric workshop.
You tell us to stay calm and then they come here just like that.
Look, it's gonna be all right.
What, do you honestly believe that?
The workshop door is closed. Angela and Scott are left in the corridor. Angela walks up to the frosted glass door.
I'm gonna open it.
She crouches down, turns the door handle and opens the door. Jake's back blocks the camera's view.
That's good.
I'm gonna take samples.
Jake moves to his right, enabling Scott's camera to pick out a hazmat guy. Jake notices them filming. Walensky steps in front of Jake. Angela strides away from the closed door and Scott follows her to another one. In the next room.
Okay.
Get there?
Yeah, okay, go. Hey, hold this.
She takes the camera and he climbs up to a high window. He focuses through an open frosted glass window.
Casey?
Yeah?
What's happening?
There they come.
Who?
Fletcher.
A hazmat doctor puts handcuffs on Fletcher's right wrist as Walensky paces. The second doctor, wearing heavy-duty gloves, fills a syringe. The solemn-faced Jake sidles between the doctor and Fletcher as the doctor takes the syringe down onto Fletcher's neck.
He just gave Fletcher a shot.
One gloved hand on the side of Fletcher's head, the doctor removes the syringe with his other hand. The bridge of Fletcher's nose is smeared with dried blood. Between his closed lips is white saliva. Jake stands beside the table and looks down at his colleague as the doctor reaches into his case for another instrument.
Oh, shit.
What?
He's got a drill.
The doctor takes a handheld drill over to the table.
Jesus.
What?
I think the vet was right.
The doctor drills through Fletcher's dark hair into his skull.
Taking a brain sample.
Blood spatters appear on the drill and steam rises from Fletcher's head. The doctor removes the bloody bit from Fletcher's head. As he moves to his case, Fletcher shakes and sits up. He grabs the second doctor. Fletcher flings his arm around the doctor and digs his teeth into the hazmat suit. The doctor struggles to free himself. The other hazmat doctor manages to get past and outside the workshop. Jake and Walensky escape.
I'm not infected, I'm all right. They didn't get me.
Handcuffed.
You
infected
with what?
Would you get that thing out of my
face? No,
they have a right to shoot this, okay?
Behind the frosted glass door, Lawrence vomits.
You okay?
Lawrence,
you okay?
God, this isn't right!
Blood splashes against the inside of the glass.
It would not be right!
Lawrence smashes the glass.
What the hell's going on?
I am not authorized to tell you this.
Bullshit! God!
I have my friend in there because he tried to kill you.
Tell us what you know.
Look, tell us what you know.
Okay. Look, we got a call yesterday from a vet.
who had a sick dog brought in. They ran all the routine tests, but it was nothing they'd ever seen before. And then all of a sudden, it started attacking the other animals. And within an hour, all the injured animals showed the same kind of aggression. The dog's collar led us to this building.
Was the dog's name Max?
Yes.
Everyone turns to Kathy and to Brianna.
She only has bronchitis.
Shit, bronchitis.
Kathy?
What? It's only bronchitis.
Need to find out.
Relax, ma'am. Relax. We just have to be sure. The dog spread the infection through his saliva.
I just gotta check.
Let him do a check, ma'am.
No. That's all we gotta do is...
That's all she has is just a little bronchitis.
Brianna, in her mother's arms, turns on her and bites her face. Brianna runs hysterically up the stairs. Kathy is cuffed to the banister rails.
Father's sick in bed upstairs.
Nobody told me that.
Not everyone was down here.
All right, here. Take this. Get the girl and inject her with it.
No,
and you,
no.
Bring everybody down here.
Okay. All right, Kathy. We're gonna get her. We're gonna bring her down, okay?
Run, honey!
All right,
get away.
I'm not gonna hurt
you.
Jake has the syringe. Walensky, Jake, Angela, and Scott set off up the stairs.
Oh, God!
Stand up, stand up, stand up.
Using a torch, they scan the landing.
Okay, okay. All right. Shh. Brianna?
Walensky has his gun drawn. They reach Mrs. Espinosa's apartment. They see only the dead cleaner in the hallway.
Brianna?
Just take it easy, okay? Brianna?
Walensky looks through a door on his right.
Brianna?
They step further into Mrs. Espinosa's and shine a torch on the body.
Brianna? Brianna?
Brianna?
They go into the living room.
Brianna?
Martini's on the floor, dead and mutilated.
Oh, shit.
Brianna?
Jake looks under a table.
On it, I think she's in here, Jake.
She's over there.
The camera spots her.
You all right? I'm gonna need you to give me your hand, okay? Okay?
What happened to her eyes?
Brianna leaps on Walensky. Mrs. Espinosa charges Jake. He clubs her with his fireman's hammer.
Get out of here! Go!
They pass the others running upstairs. Jake helps the doctor struggle with the shutter. Lawrence is almost out. Jake kicks him in the face, but the shutter doesn't fall. The doctor sprints upstairs, leaving Jake and the African man Nadif by the shutter.
Run! Run!
Angela stops by handcuffed Kathy. She tries to free her. Jake hauls Angela away. Fletcher breaks free. He grabs Kathy. Lawrence races upstairs, chasing the others.
Go, go, go.
They enter Bernard's apartment. Yuri hugs his wife, Wanda. Angela stands in a corner by a window. Bernard looks across to Jake, sitting by the closed door. Jake gets to his feet. He carries the mallet-type hammer. Jake and Yuri press back on the heavy door. Wanda stands in the middle of the room, her hands outstretched. Her face contorts as she weeps. Angela watches her closely. Their backs to the door, Jake turns to Yuri.
Have you been? No, you. No. You.
No.
Scott. Scott! Where you been?
No. Angie?
The camera swings round to her. To Bernard.
Hey, what about you? No. Yeah.
Sadie sits on the floor.
Hey, you. On the floor. Hey, you been bitten?
No.
Jake, did you find the little girl?
Who gives a shit about the little girl? Right? We've lost control of the building. We're fucked.
Jake hits his head against the door.
I don't understand. They were biting our face off. I don't know what the fuck is happening. I don't understand.
We could all be infected by now. We gotta get out of here.
I'm not moving. I'm done. I'm not moving.
Get out of here. We wait here.
We have to get out of here. Listen, we have to stay here and wait till somebody come and get us.
They're not gonna come and get us.
Oh, yes.
They don't give a shit about us. They're gonna let us die. They don't care about us. Scott, we're gonna die.
She's right.
Who's that? Who's the doctor? What?
Jake charges through.
I'm gonna kill you!
I've been bitten!
You left us down there! Piece of shit! I've been bitten!
He's been bitten! Scott. He's been bitten! Get back!
Close those doors! Somebody close those fucking doors!
Jake closes the glass-paned doors on the doctor and locks them.
Hold him!
Stuck in a hole for long.
She's bleeding! She's bleeding!
Angela points at Sadie, who has blood on her hand. The camera zooms in.
Sadie.
There's also blood around her mouth.
We have to kill her.
No.
Jake, holding the hammer, starts to move towards her.
You're not gonna fucking touch her!
We gotta get out of here! Bernard opens the French windows. Bernard starts to rip the plastic sheeting. He stands at the open window. A rooftop sniper shoots Bernard. Jake crouches for safety. They all move out of firing range. Jake and Yuri are behind Angela. On the street, fire trucks and a CDC command post. Angela leans her head against the wall, sobbing. Yuri stands by the glass-paned doors. The pool of blood on the floor by Bernard's head grows bigger. Angela turns to Scott's camera.
They're not gonna let us out of here alive, are they?
No. I don't think so.
Yuri glances at her.
There might be a way out.
What?
Jake, there might be a way out.
Jake hauls himself up to his feet beside Yuri. Spotlights illuminate Bernard's body. The group freezes. Angela turns to face Yuri.
Listen, Jake. There is a drain cover in the basement that joins up with the sewers.
You need the key.
The keys are in our apartment.
The hazmat doctor punches through a glass panel and grabs Yuri. He bites Yuri's face as Jake tries to pull the old man free. Wanda clings to her husband. Sadie attacks Wanda as Angela, Jake, and Scott escape.
We have to get out of here! We have to get the key!
The key's in Yuri's apartment! How do we know where he lives?
You need to look at the residence! Where does he live?
Jake, I can't remember where he's at!
You have to think about it!
I don't know! I don't know! I don't know which apartment it is!
Mailboxes! Mailboxes!
Angela leads the way downstairs. Nadif attacks from the shadows. He pushes Angela onto the stairs. Jake kicks him away. Jake slams Nadif's head up against the wall and stomps on him on the floor.
Get the hammer. Grab the hammer.
Angela and Jake run. Scott trips and falls.
Keep moving, man. Keep moving.
I'm coming.
Scott, sprawled on the floor, rises, picks up the camera, and follows Jake and Angela down to the atrium. They pass Kathy, lying cuffed to the railing at the foot of the stairs. Jake and Angela run to the mailboxes.
You're in the elevator! Three, get to the elevator!
Kathy's on her feet.
Get to the elevator! Hey,
where's the electricity?
We said we're not auxiliary power! We're good. She's coughed, we can get by!
Jake darts past the stretching Kathy, the luminous stripes on his jacket glowing in the camera light. Scott slips past.
Come on! Come on!
Jake swings his hammer at the dog and they race in.
Hurry! Hurry!
Go on, fuck the dog!
Fletcher attacks. Jake belts Fletcher with the hammer. He hugs Angela. Scott fixes the camera light, which had gone out.
Come on, did you get that hammer, Jake?
Jake raises the hammer as the elevator stops and the doors open.
They were close.
They don't move from the elevator. The camera's light flashes on and off.
He's going.
Sadie tears out of her apartment and charges into the elevator. Jake wrestles her to the floor, and Angela crawls out backwards onto the landing. The camera light goes out, leaving everything pitch black. The light comes back on. Jake's still grappling on the floor with Sadie. They both get to their feet, then Jake pummels her back down. Jake staggers backwards and falls onto the floor. He rises, turns, and starts to run up the stairs. The camera follows him. It spins back to Angela as Sadie leaps on top of her. Jake rushes back down to Angela's aid. The camera rests on a stair as Scott and Jake pull Sadie off Angela. They lift Sadie up in the air, leaving her feet kicking and dangling a foot or so off the floor. Sadie twitches and goes limp. They drop her down.
No, you haven't! No, you haven't! I saw it!
Scott holds Angela's head.
They didn't get you! You didn't get bitten! Come on, Angela! Look at me! Angela! Come on, baby! Baby, come on, look at me! You did not get bit. You did not get bit. Look at me. You did not get bit. Trust me. You did not. I saw it.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, baby. Come on. Come on. Let's go.
Jake's bloody boot stomps down in front of the camera. On the next floor, the African woman Joahir is struck several times by the camera. She falls over the railing and down the stairwell. Lawrence is on the third floor. Jake breaks into Yuri's apartment. They shut the door on Lawrence.
He's light on my hand, Scott!
Hey!
I don't see him! I don't see him!
Jake struggles with Lawrence.
Go! He won't leave him in there! Hey, he won't leave him in there! Come on!
Hurry! Find the keys!
It's the women! Go back in the desk!
The camera focuses on Angela's search.
Find her keys, mate.
She opens a box folder in a bureau.
Come on.
In another box.
I got him! I don't know which one it is!
Take them all!
Which one is it?
I can't take them all! Come on!
Jake's at the closed door.
Angela, I need you to be quiet. We need to get three flights of stairs, okay? Down to the basement, okay? I need you. And you just stay tight, and you just stay close,
And stay fast, okay? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jake leans against the door. The light flickers on and off.
Let's go.
They rush out.
Scott, come on.
Yuri grabs Jake and hurls him to the floor. He leans over Jake and bites him. Their route blocked. Scott lays his camera down and they race upstairs. He picks up the camera. They pass Wanda. At an apartment door. Walensky races up the stairs behind them. Angela closes the door on Walensky. Angela fiddles with the key in the lock.
Listen, they went away. I think they went away. Oh, damn. Okay, so this place is locked up, but that means probably that there ain't nobody in here. So let's find a way out.
They walk away from the door. Angela stops. The camera light shows her walking around a bank of wire cages. She examines them. Scott spins the light off her.
I got you.
In one cage, a rat. They continue into the apartment, still filming. There are more stacks of cages.
What is it?
A newspaper headline. Cult defector talks of Armageddon virus.
What the hell?
Doomsday cult suspected in weapons lab break-in.
Oh, God. Oh, it's all the same kind of stuff. I don't understand it. Stop! Oh, God, let's get out of here, please.
Okay, come on. Come on, grab my hand. It's me. Look at it. Just come around this pole. Come on, let me leave with the light. I'm right with you. That's the way. Okay, come on.
Oh, God.
Hey, my bad.
Scott moves the camera.
Angela. We're going to have to go through that door.
It's not the door they entered by.
I just need you to open it. You're gonna let me look in first. You just open it, okay? Just push in it and step back.
She pushes the door open.
Come on, Angie, let's go in there.
Please get the light on me, please get the light on me, okay?
Come on.
Oh, damn.
The room is equipped like a lab.
Stick with me. Come on. Okay.
Keep the light out.
Okay.
She scrabbles through papers on a work desk.
What the hell?
Photographs of deformed limbs.
What are you doing?
What is this stuff?
Okay.
Angela finds a folder with similar photographs. She looks underneath. A reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Hey, play it.
Angela presses several buttons.
I don't know how to do this.
The camera stays on the turning reels.
Hey, what is that?
In the dim light, Angela tries to take in her surroundings. She looks all about as she walks forward. She sees a workbench which looks to have pieces of flesh on its top and a tray with bottles beside it. Scott follows with the camera. She sees something and bends down. The noise makes them even jumpier. She's beside a door.
I'll come to you.
A trapdoor in the ceiling falls open.
We don't know what's up there.
Scott has a close-up of her face.
Grab my hand. Grab my hand.
She holds his hand and looks down as she sobs.
Hey, I'm gonna take the camera. Listen to me. I'm gonna take the camera. I'm gonna take a look up there, okay?
No.
Okay, look.
No.
You can't stay the fuck down here.
You can't stay.
Angie, stay with me. Angie, stay with me. Look. I'm gonna have to take this light off you. Here, grab my waist. Okay, just grab my waist. Good.
The camera, with its own light, picks out a naked light bulb and wires in the attic. Scott pushes the camera up through the trap door and starts to sweep it around. The floorboards seem full of wood shavings. He continues the sweep, picking out odd pieces of electrical equipment, including an old fan. Beyond the fan, a baby.
Please hit the camera!
Please! I'm trying!
Look, I'm gonna put the night vision on. I'll put the night vision on. Hold on.
Pitch black.
Just stay there, okay? Okay. I can see you now, okay? Alright?
In a grainy green light.
Okay, I'm gonna stick my hand out, okay? Okay. Okay, it's me! Hey, it's me, okay? Okay, good. Come on. Wait, good. Come around me. Come around my back. Hold on, we'll be okay? I just gotta find us a way out of here. Okay. I'll find a way out, I promise.
He zooms in on a window. A shadowy figure moves about beyond it. The thin man is in the apartment. Scott and Angela crouch down. The night vision catches Angela's wide eyes and open mouth. The camera picks out the man in the distance. The camera moves across Angela's face to view the man over her left shoulder. He rummages in cupboards. Clutching a hammer and wearing only grubby underpants, he steps closer to the crouching pair without seeing them in the dark. He crashes into a metal trolley. Angela's arms are splayed out in front of her. The camera oscillates between the man across the room and Angela. The camera zooms in on him by the tape recorder. Angela clasps both hands over her mouth. Reveals him to be at the far side of the room.
Okay, get ready. We're gonna try to get by.
They straighten up and start moving forward. Hearing the noise, the man turns and races at them, lashing out. The camera falls to the floor. It's focused on a doorway. Angela gets down on all fours in the doorway. A metal trolley crashes down in front of Angela. She crawls forward towards the camera, feeling her way with her arms outstretched.
Oh,
Angela's hands touch the trolley. She starts to push it aside. It concertinas, then moves along the floor. She rests on her left arm and pushes it with her right hand. Her way is now clear to the camera. She crawls warily nearer to the camera and reaches out for it. Angela picks up the camera and waves it around at nothing in particular. Slowly, details come into focus. A trolley like the one which fell over. A tray with implements and bottles. Bowls and a fridge in the background. And on the floor, the man biting into Scott. Hearing her, he charges. They exchange blows. She hits him with a metal chair. Once again, the camera lands on the floor. Angela's on her stomach a little way from it. She starts to slowly haul herself across the floor, towards it. She stiffens for a moment, petrified. Her bedraggled hair falls over her cheeks, her mouth is shut tightly, and her eyes stare at the camera. She moves her hand forward. Angela is hauled backwards away from the camera and into the darkness. ITFC audio description, read by Toby Mace. Directed by John Eric Dowdle. Screenplay by John Eric Dowdle and Drew Dowdle. Based on the motion picture Wreck, written by Juame Balaguero and Luiso Berdejo and Paco Plaza. Produced by Doug Davidson, Roy Lee, Sergio Aguero. Executive producers Glenn S. Gaynor, Drew Dowdle, Julio Fernandez, Carlos Fernandez. Director of Photography Ken Seng. Production designer John Gary Steele. Editor Elliot Greenberg. Costume designer Maya Lieberman. Quarantine. Casting by Lindsay Hayes Kroger, CSA. David H. Rappaport, CSA. Screen Gems presents a Vertigo Entertainment Andale Pictures production. A Filmax Entertainment production. Cast: Angela Vidal, Jennifer Carpenter, Scott Percival, Steve Harris, Jake, Jay Hernandez, George Fletcher, Jonathan Shike, Danny Wilensky, Columbus Short, James McCready, Andrew Fischella, Yuri Ivanov, Rada Shabegia, Lawrence, Greg German, Bernard, Bernard White, Sadie, Dania Ramirez, Wanda Merriman, Elaine Kagan, Kathy, Marin Hinkle, Brianna, Joey King, Nadif, Jermaine Jackson, Jawir, Sharon Ferguson, Randy, Dennis O'Hare, Elise Jackson, Stacy Chabowski, Ms. Espinosa, Jenny Epper, Bob Orton, Barry Sigismondi, Wounded Woman, Ace Hatem, Armed Guards, Christian Svensson, Scott Donovan, Chief of Police, Michael Potter, News Reporter, Jane Park Smith, Hazmat Doctor, Craig Sousa, Hazmat Guard, Bert Jernigan, Thin Infected Man, Doug Jones, Rappelling Guards, John Meyer, Troy Gilbert, Firefighters, Sean Driscoll, Brian Ross, Puppeteer, Robert Hall, Infected Child, Ben Stockham, Video Guy, Mike Highland, Griffin, Ben Messmer, Unit Production Manager, Glenn S. Gaynor, First Assistant Director, Adam Druxman, Second Assistant Director, James H. Moran. Music, 24 Hours of the Day TV title, written by Zelma Sanders, performed by the Gillettes, courtesy of Kid Gloves Records. My Kinda Lover, written by Billy Squire. Copyright 2008 Screen Gems Incorporated, all rights reserved. Screen Gems Incorporated is the author of this film motion picture for the purpose of copyright and other laws. This is a work of fiction. The characters, incidents, and locations portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to or identification with location, name, or character or history of any person, product, or entity is entirely coincidental and unintentional. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. AHA 01815. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Screen Gems, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company.